Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Be More Productive in 5 Minutes. I'm your host, Mr. Work Smarter, and today I'm going to talk about how people typically find inspiration. From time to time, you may not be motivated to do something, get something done. That's okay. We're all human beings, we're not robots. But the key is to pause and reflect and notice when you are going down the wrong path. The key is to not actually make it a habit. And whenever you lose that inspiration, I would suggest taking these steps. So the first thing is to take some time out to reflect, be away from your typical noise and world. I enjoy going for a walk in a park or going for a swim. Just clears my mind and allows me to think of ideas and inspiration. I honestly come up with my best ideas when I literally in my own place, in a different environment, and away from the noise. So try that. The second thing you can do is expose yourself to a new set of experiences and perspectives. Like if you're obviously used to a particular environment, culture, go out there, travel the world. Honestly, one of the best things you can do when you're young is travel the world. I love traveling, and you will learn so much from people from different cultures, different backgrounds. And it will make you a better person, and you will appreciate more things. I believe gratitude will, you know what I mean, help you to be a better person. So definitely try different experiences and come out of your comfort zone. Another strategy you can use is brainstorm ideas. Actually take on projects and charity work where it involves working with people. I love doing group exercises, and it's just a great way to interact and learn from other people. So definitely try brainstorming ideas. Another thing that enables people to find inspiration, which doesn't happen because we want it to happen, is when you go through a life-changing transition or change, something that's happened. Maybe it may be a death in a family, which obviously I don't wish on anyone, or you know what I mean, you fail your studies at school. Obviously it's not a nice feeling, but sometimes going through adversity can really, really help you and teach you a lot and make you a better person, and it may inspire you to, you know what I mean, do something that you may not have done before. So I'm not obviously wishing that on anyone, but sometimes a negative impact can have a positive impact in the long run. And obviously when adversity strikes you and you're pressed against the wall, honestly it will stretch you and take you out of your comfort zone. Lastly, I enjoy just exposing myself to new knowledge and information. The world is our oyster. Google, honestly, is my best friend. I always say Google is my best friend because if I ever want to know something, I just go on Google and I search for it. And I'm not one to wait around for people because I believe that some people need the blueprint to get going. And I believe to start, you may not have all the answers straight away, but if you start, you can connect the dots as you go along and make mistakes, but hey, it will make you a better person. So don't let that phase you and continue to learn, because some people say knowledge is power, but me personally, knowledge is not power unless you act on it. So definitely do that. So people, if you want inspiration, those are my suggestions for you. Also talk to people, family, friends. Make it your duty to talk to them. You can just learn from people's problems and potentially provide solutions to it. So yeah, let me know what your thoughts are around this, and take care and have a very productive week. All take care. Remember to work smarter.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.